Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ecclesiology on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, and joining me today in this new series is our new guest, Father Luke Patrizzi. Thank you, Father, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on here. We wanted to do this kind of thing for quite a while now.
Yes, we're glad to have you on our network now. Would you mind introducing yourself for our listeners who might not know you?
Sure. Yes, I had my entire priestly formation at Most Holy Trinity Seminary, which at the time was in Brooksville, Florida. I was ordained in 2020, so a little over 4 years ago by now. And after I was ordained, I more or less just moved down the hall to another room. And then when the seminary moved to Pennsylvania, I stayed with the seminary. And so I've been teaching at the seminary for just about 4 years now. That's what I started doing immediately after my ordination. That's where I still am, and that's where I will be for the entirety of the foreseeable future.
Yeah, so you entered the seminary and you probably won't ever leave it.
Hopefully not.
Right. What courses do you teach, Father?
Currently, well, going into this upcoming academic year, I will be teaching church history in the second of seven sections of church history, into which we have our church history course divided. I will also be teaching canon law, as well as one particular dogmatic theology course, whose particulars I won't enter into right now. But all of that in addition to assisting with teaching seminarians the indispensable Latin language, which they absolutely need to study a great many things really just to function as priests at all. That's all right. The overview of the academic ways in which I am helping in the seminary currently, or either have in the past or will be taking on in the next couple of weeks.
Right. Well, I think that makes you very well suited to the topic of this series, which, as I said, was ecclesiology. And so the main source that we're going to be using is Cardinal Bilot's study, De Ecclesia, which is in Latin. So for most laymen, we have not had a chance to read this, or much less understand it. So Father will be walking us through this work and also drawing from his own courses that he does on church history. Today, our first episode in the series, we will be discussing personal papal prudence. So Father, how does this differ from papal infallibility?
Indeed, yes. Excellent point to start with. Papal infallibility is, or infallibility of the hierarchy of the church in general in matters of faith and morals, is, of course, the assistance of the Holy Ghost, the charism of infallibility, which prevents the hierarchy of the church from ever erring in defining matters of faith and morals. Defining, for one thing, we'll start at that point, defining matters of faith and morals, and also in just teaching them ordinarily. So we'll break that down here briefly, starting with the fact that, also I should mention that infallibility, positive infallibility, which is what we're starting with, such as the Pope defining by himself, not with anybody else along with him, for example, in a council, not in the scenario of a council, the Pope defining by himself matters of faith and morals is protected by the charism of infallibility. He is guaranteed to get nothing wrong, and whatever he says will be true and accurate. It's not to say it could never be expounded upon further ever again, but it is guaranteed to be perfectly free of all error. This is what we mean by positive infallibility. It is certainly true and correct. So that is definition ex cathedra. The Pope is indeed infallible when he defines something ex cathedra by himself in a matter of faith and morals. This itself was defined solemnly by the First Vatican Council. Also, the Pope is infallible when he defines, we alluded to earlier, in a council. So he, in a sense, hooks up the bishops in the council to his generator of infallibility. They are also truly defining along with him, and infallibility, we might say, engages them as well. They are also covered by it, we might say. And the Pope is also infallible when he teaches as the most important figure in the Universal Ordinary Magisterium. Very briefly, the Universal Ordinary Magisterium is the daily teaching of the entire hierarchy of the Catholic Church, of the Pope in union with all the bishops spread throughout the world.